From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
She is a woman with her eye on all students, their progress, and their many successes. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is Professor of Educational Psychology, Dr. Constance Ellison, who for the past 2 years has been the Interim Vice President of Student Affairs at Howard University. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about where you grew up, Dr. Ellison.
Okay, I'm a native Washingtonian. I grew up in Washington, D.C. in the Northwest area.
What part of the Northwest area?
The Petworth area.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. I have two sisters. I'm the middle child. I have an older sister and a younger sister, and both of them are attorneys. One lives in Potomac, Maryland, and the other one lives between Washington, D.C. and North Carolina.
Tell me a little bit about your education in terms of what attracted you to Boston University, other than you wanting to go as far away from your parents?
Well, the short answer is I got a four-year scholarship. The long answer is my parents felt that we needed to venture away from Washington, D.C. to have other experiences. My thought during that time was okay, but I knew that I was coming back to Washington because my goal at the time was to come to Howard University and be a professor of psychology.
Now, why psychology? What about psychology attracted you?
When I was in high school, believe it or not, the curriculum changed. And they introduced psychology courses in my high school. And two brilliant psychologists from Howard University taught the psychology courses in my high school. And I was so in awe of them. They were very knowledgeable, very approachable, and they spoke well of Howard University. And so I said, that's who I want to be, and that's what I want to do. So when it was time for me to decide what major I wanted when I went to college, when I went to Boston University, I said psychology, with the goal toward getting my PhD in psychology and coming to Howard University to teach and do research.
Now, when you look at the field of educational psychology now, and we talk about what are the key ingredients for success, for students, what role do you see educational psychologists playing in making sure that those ingredients are holistically weaved into the student experience?
Educational psychologists, we play a tremendous role, mainly because we need to understand what are the dimensions and what are the avenues for academic success for our children. And so what that means is that we have to get the literature out there, we have to do the research, and we have to make sure that we are focusing in on what are the dimensions that need to be focused in on with regards to understanding on student success within our schools.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Dr. Constance Ellison. She's a professor of educational psychology, and for the past 2 years has been the Interim Vice President of Student Affairs at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Just to broaden the focus, narrow the focus a little bit on that, when you look at your research in the area of educational psychology and you look at some of the factors, particularly as it affects African Americans in that very school system you were just describing, what are some of the challenges you see?
Lack of reflectiveness with regards to the teachers, not focusing in on how they themselves impact the educational environment and how what issues or what skills they bring to the environment that will impact student success. Also, I am concerned about collective self-efficacy, whether or not teachers themselves are focusing on their commitment to promoting student success within the environment and focusing on how we can get teachers there in order to engage.
So when students come out of that environment and then they come to a university such as ours at Howard University, what do you think needs to be put in place to ensure that that transition occurs so that they would be on their way to success?
Making sure that we meet students where they are and move forward from there. Making sure that we understand the talents that students are bringing to the classroom environment and making sure that we enhance those talents.
So do you think that we need, there's a place for more remediation? Or when you say meeting them where they are, does that mean we need to spend some more time probably on counseling services from a diagnostic point of view and figuring out, you know, what their concerns and deficits or challenges may be, and therefore making sure that we address those so that they can be successful?
Yes, we're finding out that some of our students are coming to the university with tremendous needs, psychological needs that we have to address. So we do have to put more services or engage more services here at the university to ensure that our students are not only successful academically, but healthy psychologically.
Now, when you mention psychologically, mental health, those types of things, it's a taboo in society in general, and certainly in the African-American community, it's even more of a taboo. How do we undo that so that these problems can be addressed the same way we address physical ailments?
By ensuring students that it's okay to have problems, and it's okay to talk about these problems, and it's okay that, you know, if the services are out there, for you to engage the services. Taking the taboo away is the biggest step. In many of our African-American communities, we're used to going to our pastor, or we're used to going to our church, and we're not taking that type of reality from our students, because we do have healthy religious services here at Howard University. But I think that they have to understand that there are other services, other counseling services, and they're open to every student here at Howard University, and we're embracing them to come. I think that students, oftentimes when I ask them, well, you know, if you're suffering psychologically from certain issues, do you know where the counseling center is? Students will say no. And then we put additional services out there to allow them to understand where the counseling service or the counseling center is located, so they can begin to engage those services.
You served in the Center for the Education of Students Placed at Risk at Howard University. Tell me a little bit about CRESPR.
CRESPR, which is now Capstone, we focused on talent development, ensuring that we understand what are the talents that students are bringing to the classroom, and making sure that we're providing those educational resources to impact those talents, and ensuring, again, to ensure that students are being successful in the classroom. So my particular component of that that grant and that program was to focus on the classroom ecology. So I looked at the classroom environment. I looked at psychosocial issues that students were dealing with in the classroom. I looked at classroom management skills that the teachers were engaging within the classroom. So there were a host of classroom ecology dynamics that I was looking into and looking at to ensure that students, once again, and I keep saying this, were successful.
So students like myself who wanted to sit at the front, were we more likely to succeed than the students who sat at the back of the classroom?
No, because those students who, yes and no, you would succeed, but the students who were sitting in the back of the classroom, we weren't negating the fact that that student was sitting in the back didn't have talent.
Right.
So we had to, you know, bring that talent out of the students and make sure that the student who's sitting in the back of the classroom was successful.
Excellent. Now, just to change gears a bit, when you look at student life on a campus and the co-curricular activities that must take place, given your role over the past couple of years, what do you see as the critical elements to supplementing the academic environment when it comes to student life?
Programming. We have to make sure that there's sufficient programming that our students can actually get involved with. Of course, you know, we have over 200 organizations here at Howard University, and it's the culture that's encumbered that every single student gets involved with an organization. But I think that Howard University is more than student organizations. I think there are significant programming that we can bring to Howard University that will engage our students. And not only just our students, but our staff and our faculty. Also, I think that we have to do a little bit more with regards to engaging students in alumni giving. Developing programs where students, when they come to Howard University, understand that giving is a very significant part of their existence here at Howard University. So we're beginning to do that with Ms. Jack and all those in the Alumni Development Office. We're beginning to do that with Dean Jackson over in Student Life and Activities, where we're developing programming where students can really understand what that means. Also, I think that we have to engage parents a little bit more within our environment. We currently are investigating the possibility of developing a parent association because I think that parents are significant to helping this environment engage the students a lot more socially and academically. So we're looking into developing those types of programming.
No, that's, I think, timely because, as you know, I'm very interested in us setting up a Howard University Parents Association to get our parents more involved. Because as we look at college life, we have to have a more holistic approach, and we certainly need to do that and to bring that forth. Students today are very different in terms of how they get information as one. How does that affect the student life, how you set up housing, et cetera, for you?
It impacts us tremendously because the students of today are not like the students of yesterday. When I was here as a student myself, there's tremendous differences. We were a little bit more patient and able to process information a lot longer than students today. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. It's just what it is, because technology forces students to engage information very quickly. And so, therefore, their needs are very quick. And the responses to their needs must be very quick and done in a timely fashion. So when we are engaging students within the residence halls, for example, we know that there are some needs that they have in the residence halls, and we try to engage them as quickly as possible because that's who they are when they come to this environment. They want things immediate.
So as we close, I know that you are a movie buff. What movie recommendations do you have for us? You've probably seen every single movie that I know has been made.
Yes, I have. I've seen, I really like independent films. Some of the more significant ones I've seen so far, significant to me, The Room. I've seen, I knew you were going to put me on the spot regarding this. Although Creed isn't an independent film, I've seen Creed.
Those are two good ones, so I'll definitely add those to my list. I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, no, they're very fantastic movies. I use going to the movie as one of my outlets. You know, we're very busy here at Howard University throughout the week, and sometimes you need significant outlets to kind of get you through the week. And so every Friday, as you know, I leave work and go straight to the movies.
Excellent. Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Dr. Constance Ellison. She's a professor in educational psychology and has been the interim vice president for student affairs for the past couple of years. But her most important title to me has been my go-to person over my administrative career here at the university. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.
Howard University Radio Network is WHUR World on HD2. Student-run WHBC HD3. GlassHouseRadio.com. HUR Voices Sirius XM 141. HBCU Sirius XM 142. And 96.3 WHUR Washington.